Mixed and quiet markets on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. I'll have all the final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with thoughts from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities on a USDA June 30th report day. I caught up with John at the end of the session. There was a reaction, but not a whole lot of it, to the USDA June 30th reports, John. I think we can call the report a bit of a snoozer, some interesting numbers, but nothing major market moving on Monday. What did you make of the report overall?
Well, this report historically is known for some wild moves. I think we had a 3 to 4 year period earlier this century where we moved the limit in one way or the other. So I actually don't mind this. And I wasn't expecting anything bullish. I was hoping that maybe we could come in close to the average trade guess on corn, and that would stabilize this ongoing sell-off that we've had for several months now. And yeah, we stabilized a little bit. Soybeans, they've been down, they've been up. Just really nothing too dramatic there. Corn stocks, right on the average trade guess. Soybeans a little bit higher, about 20 million. Acreage, not much going on there. So yes, it's a snoozer, and I'm okay with that. And we'll be back to trading weather tomorrow.
Well, that was my next question. How soon do we get back to other things like weather, and what else will the market be keying on, since effectively we move off of this report right away?
Yeah, we've basically moved off of it already. And at least one major private forecaster is seeing a heat wave coming around the middle of the month. And if that unfolds, and if we don't have much water between here and there, that will definitely be a market mover, as we're going to be seeing quite a bit of the corn crop pollinating during that time frame. We're going to start seeing some tassels going coming out here in the Lafayette area, so we'll have some corn pollinated by the time the 15th rolls around. But that's a bit unusual in the state of Indiana. I drove up from Carmel this morning, and boy, the first 20 miles looks pretty ugly from all the water damage. And then as you get closer to Lafayette, record potential. So as you move west of the Mississippi, things are looking very good out there. Certainly record yield potential out there, not so much here in the east. So what happens in the second 2 weeks or the last 2 weeks of July is certainly going to have a pretty big impact on yield.
John Zanker, market analysis. John is with Risk Management Commodities. Their Lafayette office number is 866-837-9027. Now, the Monday settlements down a little bit in the corn market. September 409 and a quarter, 2 and a quarter lower. D's 425 and a half, down a penny and a half. March went down a penny and a quarter, going to 441. The August beans, 3 and a half lower, 1029 and three quarters, but up on deferreds. September, 1018 and a quarter, up a penny. Novi up 2 and a quarter, 1027. And 2 and a half lower, September wheat, 538 and a quarter. Meats mixed, August live cattle, 213.87, up 57. August lean hogs, 107.50, down 277. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.